From the comfort of his office, Sean Refuse can see the future with the help of a computer simulation.
So the models, you start with what's the vegetation on the ground. So actually, it'd probably be easier to walk you through this. Can I do that?
Refuse works at Sonoma Technology, a 70-person company in Petaluma that studies nearly every aspect of air quality and fire science. The heart of the company, he says, is combining scientists and software engineers. Today, he's demonstrating a tool he's developed that models fire smoke. It can help predict how a prescribed burn will behave.
By doing the modeling beforehand, you can assess what direction that smoke is going to go on today versus where is it going to go tomorrow, and then make the best choice based on, okay, well, it's a good day to burn, but it turns out the smoke is going to end up going right through this town. It's going to go right through this school, so we won't do the burn today. We'll do it tomorrow when it's going to go over the ocean or something like that.
That's the kind of information that's important for air quality managers who give the green light on controlled burns. Sonoma Technology also has contracts with agencies like the Forest Service, the EPA, Fish and Wildlife, and Cal Fire. Fires are a necessary part of the ecosystem, Refuse says.
But they produce smoke, you know, is toxic. And so we have to understand how much we're creating and where it's going to go and what the impacts are for people who are breathing it.
Every summer, wildfires rage around the West. California doesn't keep annual numbers on how many injuries are due to smoke, but one 2011 study from Southern California described a season where 70 premature deaths and more than 1,400 emergency room visits were due to smoke exposure. The predictions that Refuse and his coworkers generate give agencies a daily forecast of smoke conditions so that they can advise the public if they should avoid going outside or even evacuate an area. The tool works by building up many layers of data. In the model is information about what is on the ground. Grass, trees, logs, shrubs, needles? Is it a lot or a little?
So that gives us the total amount of fuel that can burn.
On top of that is an estimate for how moist or dry it is.
Then you can run a consumption model to get an assessment of what actually would burn.
You can estimate what will come out of a fire, how much carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, methane, or sulfur dioxide will be produced. Then, on top of that, is a weather model.
To understand the transport, where is that going to go, and where is it going to end up?
With that information, managers can decide if it's a good or a bad day to do a prescribed burn.
We have forecast data 3 days in advance.
As robust as the tool seems, Refuse says it's still in its early phases.
One of the things that's really exciting about working in fire and smoke and the air quality intersection there is it feels like we have a really long way to go. You know, we're still kind of at the fundamental level making improvements.
He wants to improve estimates of what chemicals come out of the fire. He wants to see predictions at a finer scale and the speed for running and delivering the predictions to be quicker.
And those fight each other, right? As we make the resolution finer, you know, then it takes longer to run. So we need to keep making it more efficient. So there's kind of a cool engineering challenge there as well.
And that's just the sort of challenge that he enjoys. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.